40 years ago this week, Valley Public Radio went on the air, thanks to a few really industrious 20-somethings. One of them, now an audio consultant for the Netflix series BoJack Horseman, dropped by recently to see how far Valley Public Radio has come.
My name is Vaughn Johnson, and I was the co-founder of Valley Public Radio, White Ash Broadcasting Incorporated. I was the first secretary treasurer for White Ash Broadcasting, and the first program director, technical director, and chief engineer of Valley Public Radio.
Vaughn Johnson was only 23 when he and a couple of friends put their heads together to start a public radio station in the Central Valley. At the time, Johnson was a student at Fresno State, and he had a job selling stereos. The first step toward public radio, start a nonprofit.
The first thing we did, of course, was we created White Ash Broadcasting. That was the first hurdle. Okay, so now we have a nonprofit. And the next thing we wanted to do, or had to do, was to apply to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting for that seed money, which was a $25,000 grant. That effort did not succeed. The first time that we did it, it did not succeed. But we were close. We were so close that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting sent a gentleman from Washington to Fresno to meet us and see if we were for real and coach us on what we could do for the next round. His name was Keith Smith, and he later became the general manager of this radio station. But Keith flew out from Washington, and he got off the plane at Fresno Air Terminal in a suit, in an IBM suit. I mean, you know, blue pinstripe, red tie, white button-down shirt, and a briefcase. Walked off of the plane. I went there to meet him. I'm wearing red corduroys and a Beatles t-shirt. My hair was longer than it is today, and I had a full beard. And I'm standing at the tarmac with a sign saying, Keith Smith, right? And he walks up, and he says, I'm Keith Smith. And I said, well, I'm Vaughn Johnson. And he goes, oh, well, I'm here, I guess, to meet your dad. I said, no, you're here to meet me. And he went, oh, this is going to be interesting.
So how did it go from there?
Well, it took another try, but they did eventually get the grant. Next, he says, the team had to sell the public on its idea.
This is back in the day, before computers, before the internet, before mobile phones, before fax machines, before anything that you take for granted technologically. Radio itself was an amazing technology, still. It still is to me. We put together an audio presentation, and then we matched slides to that audio presentation, and we took that on the road. We would set up conference rooms, we'd run the slideshow, we'd run the tape, which was synchronized to the slideshow, something that used to be called multimedia. And then, you know, this was how we helped get the message across.
Get the message across, he says, to support public radio. And because public radio relies on donations, he also had to raise money. Here he is talking about the first board of directors.
Roger Tartarian, was one of our original board members. Phil Lane from Fresno State was on our board. And we had reached into the community in a variety of ways with the selection of these folks and got it done. And they helped us raise money. There were times when people were writing personal checks just to keep the doors open. It was pretty cool.
And writing personal checks is a great way to support Valley Public Radio today. 40 years after our first broadcast, we're still going strong. But the only way to continue is with your support. If you're a regular listener, you know we're in the middle of our fall membership campaign. So if you're grateful that Valley Public Radio got its start and has been on the air for 40 years, please give. If you enjoy the news, music, and local reporting we bring to you, please consider becoming a member and supporting Valley Public Radio today. You can do that on kvpr.org